Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel. Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We look now at supply chain. Much in the news after the comments by the President of the United States directed at the container ship backup off the coast of California. However, there's more to the supply chain than simply looking at the ships bobbing at anchor. We have a news item from September retail sales. The 0.7% month-over-month rise in retail sales, I'm following the reporting of Capital Economics out of Canada, in September suggests goods spending held up a little better than we had anticipated, but real consumption growth still slowed sharply in the third quarter. In other words, Americans are spending money. They have lots of it in their pocket. However, the question is, what are the Americans spending it on? And with persistent talk of persistent temporary inflation and with comments from Europe that Christmas is at risk or already lost, we turn to the supply chain and what is to be done. CNN's comment is the Biden administration is making a concerted effort to ease the extreme stress on supply chains that is causing sticker shock, leaving store shelves empty, creating lengthy shipping delays. Chris, a very good evening to you. We will go immediately to the source of the problem, which is those container ships off of California. They come from Asia. They come from all over the world. Your company depends upon that supply chain, your B2B, your electronics. How long has this been a recognizable problem? Does it begin in the pandemic? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. The problem started relatively early in the pandemic where you had disruptions on the manufacturing and ship side relative to Chinese products coming over. And then as you got to Q3, Q4 last year, it started to become a much more noticeable problem on the receipt side here in the U.S., ports of Long Beach, Los Angeles, Oakland, et cetera, where you started to see ships back up. The government now saying, hey, maybe it's a good idea that we should work 24/7 at unloading these ships after 9 months of severe disruption, as it would be categorized, is interesting to say, why did it take 9 months to figure that out? That being said, anything that can be done to get those ships offloaded and to make that smoother will not only help in terms of products on the shelves for Christmas and other, but start to attack some of this terrible, terrible inflation that's moving its way through the system. The retail sales number up 0.7% today is somewhat masks the fact that inflation was 0.4 of that 0.7. So it's starting to really bite into that sector of showing the cost increases hitting the average consumer.
The Biden administration not alone in noticing and reacting to this, perhaps behind times to save Christmas. The news is that Home Depot, Costco, and others have chartered their own ships, while the Columbia Sportswear Company, Whirlpool, Peloton, and Apple have warned about rising prices and potential shortages. Chris, this was real to me when I saw the news earlier in this week. Apple cuts iPhone 13 production by 10 million units due to ongoing chip shortages. If there was a moment for the Andromeda galaxy alien civilization to invade us, it's when we don't have enough iPhones. And Apple is now telling us we don't have enough iPhones going forward. I don't know if this will lead to hoarding, but it does suggest that the primary instrument of American authority right now, walking the streets of Manhattan or Washington, D.C., you see that the iPhone is critical to solve what we can of the pandemic. Did we see this coming, that the supply chain was going to damage primary consumer product number one, the iPhone?
we saw after the disruptions in Texas, where a lot of semiconductor products are built last year in the winter during the hard freeze that hit Texas, that started the major disruption in semiconductor. Now you see throughout China in the last week the rolling blackouts. So it's very common now that many manufacturers in China have been advised 2 out of 5 days per week, you will not have power to run your factory. And we're not talking about simply the steel mills, the big consumers of electricity, but smaller PCB, pick and place in the electronics industry. So while we may be working to ease one shortage problem at the ports, unless the power situation in China corrects quickly, you'll see huge disruption Q1, Q2 of 2022 because factories will be offline 40% of the time or more, and that will add to the contagion, add to the problems.
You mentioned China, and there's news about China, and I can't tell whether it connects to what we're looking at or not, but I will just go forward. This is the London Times reporting in these last hours. The president of China, Xi Jinping, actually general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, we call him president because it's an honorific, Xi Jinping expected to snub UK summit on climate crisis. This is the London Times headline. The Chinese leader won't attend COP26 at Glasgow, the prime minister is told. Adding to this confusion is there are comments in the news in London that the Queen is irritated, annoyed, that Xi Jinping, critical to a success of Glasgow and of climate change intentionality by her country and Europe, is not going to attend. The additional concern then goes on to say, does this mean we're at the moment when China is going to disappoint with its commitments to reducing greenhouse gases? That would be the coal-fired plants. Is this something deeper in China than she can't make it to COP26, perhaps because of virus concerns? Has the production cycle in China broken down behind the supply chain?
It's definitely interesting to watch. I don't know that Mr. Xi is, let's say, fully committed to climate change, nor do I believe that Mr. Xi particularly cares about the opinion of Her Highness one way or the other. That being said, there's a lot of things happening in China these days that are probably better that he attends to than a climate change conference. So there's a lot of potential things that could happen or could go on that would give him reason to want to be in China as opposed to being somewhere else.
Xi Jinping has tightened his controls on businesses in China and the sort of business that he permits to come into China and leave China, data, materials, and he's also looked at consolidating resources in China or going forward so that it's a sealed or at least apparently a well-guarded economy. Does that contribute to the supply chain problems we're having now? In other words, is it something that cannot be solved from the outside by unloading those ships? Is it something that will go on indefinitely?
So China as an economy is still very much an export-driven economy. China needs to be that factory for the world for it to be successful, for it to continue to grow. Is there a tipping point where China, very much like the U.S., could be fully autonomous as its own domestic market? Yes, but they're not there yet. As you're seeing now, companies such as Microsoft announcing removing LinkedIn from China and others, companies are starting to pull out. Globals are starting to pull out of China because of concerns on multiple fronts. And the real risk to China is, as you see new factories that might be going to Vietnam or India, India's had huge success. Mr. Modi has benefited tremendously from the Chinese pivot relative to the crackdown. So China may be losing that position a bit. But the great concern would be, what does that mean over the next 1, 3, 5 years as investment from outside into China goes down? Is there enough organic growth within China to be successful? No one yet knows.
The consumer. This is a report from most recently because of the supply chain. We're looking at shortages that remind everyone of the pandemic's early months. Reporting here, Costco is limiting the purchase of toilet paper, paper towels, and other cleaning supplies. Nike warned container shortages, a lack of workers, and other problems will impact the production and delivery of its shoes and other goods around the world. Adidas, Hasbro, and Crocs have warned of similar problems. Now, this is at the consumer level. I understand it has to do with fashion. But this points to the fact that there has to be a rise in prices, Chris. How else, if they're short of supply, how are they going to pay their workers, or how are the companies going to report to Wall Street? That means, are we headed into an era where downgrades are logical, where we're looking at all of America being affected, not just Christmas shopping?
Yeah, there's two factors there for sure. Number one, as the pandemic eases, that is actually probably going to be bad for big business, and I'll explain why. In the pandemic restrictions, a Walmart, a Kroger, a Home Depot were considered essential services, and they were allowed to stay open. But all the smaller competitors were told, hey, you're not essential, you close. So competitively, they had a great run where there was not competition in many of their markets because the government closed that competition. Now that the pandemic is winding its way to the end, you'll have those smaller competitors being more viable from a market perspective. The supply chain disruptions are translating now into significant retail inflation that's starting to hit the consumer's wallet. That will then give less discretionary capital for the consumer to invest or to spend. So I think you're going to see this challenge and the S word of stagflation really coming up as a problem facing the consumer going into 2022. You're now starting to see at the retail environment inflation hitting and hitting very, very hard.
Chris Swigel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scholar Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.